Hello and welcome to The First Time with me, Matt Everett. This is the show where we focus on some of the most influential musicians in the world and look at the songs and moments in their life that made them who they are today. And my guest this week is one of the architects of modern rock music, the guitarist, songwriter and creative driving force behind one of the greatest rock and roll bands of all time. From The Who, it's Pete Townshend. From their formation in West London in 1964, The Who were always a product of four elements. Roger Daltrey supplied the vocal howl, Keith Moon the pyrotechnic drumming, and John Entwistle the mammoth bass sound. But it was Pete who wrote the words, the music, and whose ambitions propelled them from making three-minute pop singles to creating whole conceptual rock operas like Tommy and Quadrophenia. During a creative peak that included a career-defining performance at Woodstock and classic albums like 1971's Who's Next, The Who were one of the most electrifying physical live acts of all time. But behind Townshend's pinwheeling arm and the trail of broken equipment and smashed hotel rooms lay an introverted and often insecure artist. In the 70s, Pete could be guaranteed on for a grandiose or controversial quote or an opinion on the potential of what rock music could achieve. But these days, he rarely speaks to the media, content to follow his solo career and playing sporadic gigs with The Who. But now he's released an autobiography, Who I Am, and The Who are about to embark on a huge Quadrophenia tour. And he decided that now is the right time to look back on his life.